It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and our Voice of the Valley is brought to you by Moore Engineering. My guest today is Tyler Jacobson. He's with the director of the Valley City Park and Recreation District. Tyler, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on, Steve.
Tyler, you got some big news about tennis courts and some stuff that you're going to be doing this coming summer, or at least when the weather gets a little warmer. Tell us about your plan with the three tennis courts.
Yeah, so the three tennis courts just south of the swimming pool, we are looking at replacing them. It's going to be going out to bid here very shortly. The plan is to take out the three that are there and replace them with three post-tension tennis courts.
So what can people expect when would you kind of like to start construction on this?
We're trying to do our best to fit it in the timeline, so we fit around the high school schedules. Right now, we are hoping to start right after May 19th. That would be when the girls' regular season is done, and try to be completed by August 9th. That's when the boys' season starts. We think those are probably unrealistic, but we're going to try to keep as close to those dates as we possibly can. If the weather cooperates and everything works well, I think maybe we can actually fit it into those dates.
Now, there'd be an extension to some of the acreage or real estate up there. So that means some trees would have to be removed. Tell us about that.
There are going to be trees removed. So that right now we have trees on the south side, and they are wreaking havoc with the playing surface. The plan is that we're going to remove those trees. We're going to extend the courts to the east about 22 feet, and what that allows is for us to bring the seating inside. If you go across the street to what the school has done, they have seating on the inside, and that's our plan for these courts, to put seating on the east and west side just to allow spectators a little bit better visibility of the games going on. And so that is the plan, and then we will not be replacing the trees on the south side. Again, they have a tendency to deteriorate the court surface faster, which means more frequently that we would have to replace the court surface, which is very expensive to do.
Well, talk a little bit about some of the other amenities that you'll have, some added lighting. Tell us what that'll look like.
We are looking at adding lighting for courts up there. Right now, the only courts that are lit are the ones in City Park. And the ones in City Park will no longer be tennis courts once the surfacing has run its life on those courts. Those courts weren't designed specifically for tennis or for the correct length of tennis, and so we had some issues with those courts down there. And so we are planning to put in all the underground material that we would need so that we could add lighting at a future date. If bids come in really well, we would look at possibly doing it with this project or at the same time with this project. But more than likely, they're going to probably be at a later date when we can afford to do it. I also want to let you know that we did get a grant to help with the tennis courts. We got a Land and Water Conservation Fund grant in the amount of $250,350. And so that's going to definitely help pay for the cost of the courts. And the rest of the money is coming out of the Park District's construction fund that we have. We've been saving some money up to do this. We knew this was a project that was coming out that needed to be done. And there's reasons for it to be done. We're not doing it just to do it. The courts that are up there right now, there's some undermining going on the courts. So actually the area underneath it is eroding away. And part of that is because of the cracks that we have in the surface up there. Water's running through it and forcing that erosion out underneath it. And so they've served a good life, but to do post-tension, which is what the school did across the street, is going to extend the life of the tennis courts. If you go across the street, you won't even really notice any cracking at all going on there. The technology that they have now to do these courts helps extend their lifetime for a greater period.
And I also see that when you go back to lighting, low light pollution, some of the neighbors will appreciate that, right?
Yes, with technology now, I mean, how light has changed, it's amazing. We did the Charlie Brown baseball field here a few years ago, and if you notice, if you look up at the lights, you'll see hoods on them. And what that does is eliminates the light going on to other property. Not that there won't be any spill, because there's always going to be some spill, but the amount of spill going over into other neighbors is very minimal. When we do the lighting too, they'll all be set on timers, so you can only go so late at night. There's going to be times when they won't even be able to be used. I mean, we would have total control of that once we put the stuff in place.
That's a good point to mention. Okay, well, just a quick recap. Eventually, you will, with this plan, you'll eventually retire the tennis courts in the city park, and then these will be the premier courts once they're completed by the swimming pool.
Yeah, we think that would be a nice complex up there with the ones that the school has across the street. That seems to be where most of the tournament play goes. It's where the high school uses for their programs, and the university also uses for their programs.
Tyler, anything else to add before we let you go today?
Yeah, if anybody has any comments, please feel free to email us, drop off any comments you want at the Wellness Center here. The Park District is located inside the Wellness Center. We'd be more than happy to hear any concerns anybody would have.
All right. Sounds like an exciting project. Thanks again for joining us, and have a good day ahead, okay?
Thank you, Steve.
There is Tyler Jacobson, the Executive Director of the Valley City Park District here on our Voice of the Valley. Our Voice of the Valley brought to you by Moore Engineering.